It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 14, season 2 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. And Tony, got any famous number 14s for us?
Well, according to Ranker, Oscar Robinson is the most famous 14. I would probably argue it's Pete Rose or even Ernie Banks, Bob Cousy from the NBA. So not a long list of 14s. We talked about this a little earlier. Jeff come up with Ken Anderson, quarterback for the Bengals, played you know, the Bengals were bad a lot when Anderson played, but he actually was a very good quarterback.
So. Yeah, he was, and it, you know, I thought about him as you mentioned it, but
wasn't Kenny Stabler 14?
He may have been.
Yeah. Are any of them more legendary than Pete Rose?
Well, or notorious? No.
Yeah, not notorious either.
No. Probably. A lot of good. I mean. Two really, really good baseball players there and two really, really good basketball players.
Yeah, Kenny Anderson is not does not crack the top four.
No. Mm-hmm. No, those are older basketball players, but they're really good. And of course, Pete Rose and Ernie Banks, both definitely great baseball players.
Mm-hmm. Great.
You ever heard of this one? What a Beautiful Day, Let's Play Two?
Yeah. I haven't.
You haven't heard that? That one. You heard George say it.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Where did he say that at?
On Seinfeld.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, George. Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he got hired by the Yankees. But Ernie Banks is the one that originally said that.
I see.
Yeah. That's correct.
I'll go back and rewatch it.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to talk first about the Queen Leopard football, and it's time to do that now. And Leopards had a winnable game, Tony, against the Magnolia Panthers, but it kind of let it get away from them and ended up with a 35-6 loss.
Yes, 21-0 at halftime. But if you weren't at the game and you weren't listening, what you don't know is that the Leopards were inside Magnolia's 20-yard line three separate times, once at the 18, once inside the 5, and once at the 1-yard line, and came away with no points in those three drives in the red zone. Could have easily been 21-21 at the half. Magnolia came out and, kind of put the game out of reach in the third quarter. Leopards get a touchdown late from Cotto, but I'm sure if Coach Bell was here today, he would probably acknowledge, that was a game that should have been more competitive than the score would indicate.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. I mean, sometimes things happen. You just, it just doesn't work out for you, and it makes the game go in a different direction than it would have.
70 yards difference in total yardage. Now, you don't look at 35-6 and think that, but there was 70-yard difference in the total yardage, and Magnolia had two 44-yard runs. You take away those 44-yard runs, we outgained them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that a good effort by the Leopards, just couldn't put the ball in the end zone.
That's although Munoz, I thought, looked good kicking field goals in the pregame, when you're not apt to kick field goals and you're going for it in the red zone constantly, you got to convert on those fourth down conversions. Mm-hmm. I believe we were 1 of 4 on fourth down Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the thing about not no knock against Munoz, but I mean, I don't think he's shown the consistency that they want from a kicker in order to let him kick field goals.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. But you never know if you can get three.
That's right.
Out of a drive, how that affects momentum and things like that.
Yeah, that's I agree with you 100%. I just gonna talk about the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week this week.
Going to go with a couple of sophomores, Rylan Pickett and Drayden Bennett. Both ran hard, ran well. Combined, they had 17 carries for 104 yards. I think Pickett was 10 for 50 And Drayden was 7 for 54. So we're going to do it a little different today and go with Ryland Pickett and Drayden Bennett, a couple of people that you're going to hear a lot about next year in the Leopard backfield.
Yeah, congratulations to them for being co-winners of the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week. That's Ryland Pickett and Drayden Bennett. Looking forward to this week, Tony. Game on Thursday, playing the Arkansas High Razorbacks at Arkansas High in Texarkana. You know, this game's taken on a little bit different tone than we thought it would 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, despite my prayer life, Arkansas High is still playing for a playoff spot, which we would not have thought even just a couple of weeks ago. But they can actually make the playoffs with a win and a Lakeside win over Hot Springs, which is, I mean, I know that's a rival game, but I pick Lakeside over Hot Springs right now.
Yeah.
So they have a lot to play for.
Yeah, yeah, they do. And you know, our hope, as we talked about them earlier in the season, was that they would not have any, and we thought they would not have anything to play for.
Yeah, and you know, in games that we've got to week 10 and they haven't had anything to play for, those games have been very competitive.
Yes.
With the Razorbacks. But you know, I think the Leopards can take a lot from the Magnolia game. They did play well. You change 3 or 4 plays, that game is nip and tuck, and you take that attitude down there Thursday, and maybe the attitude that you're not going to the playoffs, we're going to stand in your way going to the playoffs. You take that attitude with you, maybe you get a different result.
Yeah, and you know, and I do think that Arkansas High is a team that the Leopards can play with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's been proven through the season, and basically, you know, the surprise was they came up and beat Hot Springs.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody really expected that, which probably makes the Lakeside win over Hot Springs a bigger probability, because it's not really going
to. Well, you talk about, you know, Hot Springs needs to beat Lakeside, and then they need us to beat Arkansas High.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is we never would have thought that the Razorbacks would be in this kind of position a couple weeks ago, but they kept playing hard. They didn't let go of the rope, and now they are.
Yep. Yep. And so, you know, a big game for the Razorbacks, but, you know, a final game for a lot of seniors for the Leopards. You know, they had senior night last week at home, but this, it will be the final game for them. You know, Cole Binkley, been a 3-year starter at quarterback.
Ulysses Cotto.
I mean, there's
Esteban
a lot.
Esteban Alvarez.
Yeah. There's a lot of other ones, and I can't name them all. Just a couple of them came to mind there. But I think Trent Matthews.
Yeah.
He's played for 3 years. McCaden Smith, yeah. A lot of them there. And, I think that there's, something to play for here still for the Leopards.
Yeah, on senior night, the Leopards recognized 10 Leopards. I would say 7 of them see, you know, a significant amount of playing time. But a lot to look forward to next year too.
Yeah, that's right, because they got a lot of young kids and they're playing significant time and significant roles, as evidenced by the players of the week for last week.
Well, and then you add in the Cubs,
yes,
conference champions in the 5A South. That is no small feat to win a conference championship in junior high football. The Cubs did that, and there's probably 7 to 10 of those Cubs that's going to come up next year, and they're going to make an immediate impact on the Leopards.
Yeah, and first of all, just congratulations to them and Coach Drew Dykes for winning that 5A South Conference Championship in junior high. And not only are they going to be able to help us next week, I think they're going to help us Thursday night.
Yeah,
because you got players that are coming up and moving up, and they're going to play some Thursday night.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think Jeff has something to add here.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to mention the cross-country state meet.
Okay.
Is going to be Friday, right, at Oaklawn. I'm sure the Outlaws will have people participating as well as the Leopards. I don't know what all area schools will, but, I mean, I know both of us, and I'm sure there's others, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about that.
Yeah.
And then we'll carry on with some football now.
Well, and one other thing to mention, I know this is not the Outlaw thing, but the Junior Outlaws were conference champions also.
Yeah, we recognize both on our Facebook page.
Yeah. And so a great year for them too.
And the Cubs never really got beat that badly. They're all close games, you know. Like they're both their
Lakeside
losses.
Hit a Hail Mary in the last minute to beat them. Mina hit a hit on a kickoff return in the second half. Could have easily been 10-0.
Yeah,
easily.
Ball bounces one way or the other. 10-0.
And really, they beat and some pounded some really good football teams in our conference.
Yeah, very exciting going forward for the Leopards.
Yeah, and just I'm excited to see them play Thursday night some.
Yeah,
just to see how they intermingle.
We've added a number of freshmen that are eligible to play Thursday night.
Yeah, so I think that's something else that we can look forward to as we go Thursday night, and we can see how they do. Looking forward to talking next week about the final Leopard victory, and Leopard basketball starts a week from next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I started to say a week from, but a week from when, because we don't know when it's going to
happen. Making the trek to Sheridan, see my buddy Rick Treadway. I'm sure he'll take care of us. And
I think we'll be sitting at the very top, huh?
Yeah, we'll sit at the very – he'll probably let us stay at his house if we don't want to drive back that night. But
I don't know.
But
Kevin Kelly, I said hello.
We feel really good about the Leopards right now. I think if we could end at 4-6, that's a million times better than last season and the season before it.
Yeah, so. It really is. And that's the thing about a program growing is it has to start and you're not going to jump up from no wins to 10 wins most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's going to take time. We've got three, we get four wins. I mean, I think that's a great improvement and a great building block to start for next year.
Well, at this point, the Leopards have won more games since 2017.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's exciting. Yeah. I mean, that's an infinity times better than 0-10. 4-6 is pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good, and that's something for them to work at. And hopefully we'll be talking about a Leopard victory as we talk next week.
That'd be great.
Go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
Let's take a moment to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. 870-642-8387 to schedule an appointment today.
That's vets.
Yes, indeed. And then Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment down in Ashdown. So across...
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it does not.
I tried to make it mean something. It doesn't.
Nah.
But vets is good.
Yeah, vets
is
great.
And they are vets. They are the best vets.
Mm-hmm.
They cover all of Southwest Arkansas with great veterinary services.
Well said.
Yeah. I have a hard time saying veterinary.
Nah, I'm with you. You got to really get it out there. Just looking at some of the Google reviews on Ashdown Veterinary Clinic first, really, really good across the board. Almost 200 reviews, all mainly 5 stars. In fact, I saw one I was looking for that I don't think the lady, she doesn't know how to use Google. She gave it 1 star and said, "My husband used them for many years and still to this day, very good service and bedside manner from all the staff." 1 star.
Yeah, well, that may be because that was for her husband, not for the veterinary.
Yeah, exactly. So even though the star was 1, the review was glowing.
Yeah, you only got 1 star. The husband got 1 star. The clinic got a glowing recommendation.
That's right. Awesome job. Kept us informed the entire time when our dog was with them at a very fair rate. Fantastic vet that really cares about your animals. If your pet has a problem, Dr. Martin can take care with very reasonable prices. That was for Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Even more for DeQueen Animal Hospital. 5 stars across the board. So if you're here in Sevier County or Little River County or the surrounding areas and you want to take your pets to a quality veterinarian, well, DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, it can't get any better than that. They have Southwest Arkansas covered and very, very, very good people over there. Fine folks up front, great bedside manners, and Dr. Martin is a great person to have looking after your pets.
Yeah, large or small, doesn't matter if you got a giraffe or you got a mouse.
Yeah.
He can take care of it.
He's going to do whatever he can to make sure that mouse or giraffe has a very good life.
Yeah.
Do you have to go to school to be a giraffe doctor? Or
yeah, you got. He went to school for a long
for
time.
For all of it, right? Yeah. That's all of it. Okay.
That covers them all.
All right.
Large to small, and that's what he does at his vet clinics, large to small.
I kind of want to put him up to the task, but I think he'd nail it.
I know he would.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got a big enough ladder for a giraffe.
Well, bring your giraffes and lions and various circus animals to DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, one of our oldest sponsors here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Now, on the line, let's get to Jim Cross.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you this week. A little better mood this week.
Yeah, a lot better mood. When you score 51 points, that'll put you in a good mood.
Yeah, great win over the Bauxite Miners, 51-14. Tell us about it.
Well, going into the game, we knew that they had some injuries, and you know, they were one of the top teams in 4A going into the season, but they lost their quarterback, so they moved Marcus Wimberly, their Oklahoma commit, to quarterback, and he is definitely a D1 guy, but he's really not a quarterback. He's more of an athlete, and so I think that helped us a little bit where we could kind of focus in on him, and they didn't have as many other guys around him as perhaps they've had in the past, but he's as good as you'll see. But guys, the key to the game was we kicked off. They won the toss, and they elected to receive. We onside kick, got the ball, scored in three plays, held them three plays and out, scored in five plays, onside kicked again. We got it, so it's 18-0 within about the first 6 minutes of the game.
Wow.
and I just don't think they could ever recover. And our guys were on fire, and you know, everything just went well. Defensively, Gunnar Altenbaumer and Kaysen Hopkins just dominated the game, and they just couldn't really get anything going, to be honest.
Well, you know, I'm sure that they sold a lot of Hootens in Bauxite before the season started, and if those kids were reading those and. Now they're sitting there at 3-5, and you guys are up on them 18-0. I'm sure their dauber was down.
Yeah, listen to some of the guys. They said there was a lot of finger pointing on the a lot of finger pointing on the field at this point. And like I say, it was just a perfect storm. And Riley Williamson threw four touchdown passes, two to sophomore Jaden Brown, two to sophomore Bryson French, and he was at one point like 8-9 for 160 yards. And the offensive line did a great job protecting him, and we didn't even punt until early in the third quarter.
Yeah, was Lane Kiffin at your game?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I think that's the same offense he used against the Razorbacks Saturday. I think they're still scoring touchdowns on long passes.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
But that's great for the Panthers, man. Good win, and you know, kind of a after the gauntlet you've been through, good to get a win like that.
Yeah, after the game, we always go into the locker room after the game, and it was, you know, fun to celebrate with the guys. But I pulled Coach McCaskill on his side and said, "So, Coach, I know you don't want to hear this, but to go from 49-0 and then get your team ready to go to win 51-14 against a good Bauxite team," I said, "Boy, it says a lot about you and the program and the assistant coaches and how y'all got those guys ready." Of course, he was quick to give credit to the kids and the assistant coaches, but, fellas, that's a hard thing to do. I mean, the 49-0 last week, it could have been 149-0. Yeah. And, you know, to get those guys ready to go to play by far their best game of the year, that's typically not how it goes.
Yeah, well, we discussed this some, at this point in the season, there's kind of two ways teams go. They kind of, you know, what I used to call start getting ready for basketball, or they're looking forward to getting better and getting ready for the playoffs, and so you kind of hit that, and that's exactly what happened with Ashdown. They're getting ready to move on, and it's a good thing for the Panthers.
Absolutely.
And it's a whole different attitude as well. If you go in as the 4 seed, and if we could beat Fountain Lake Friday, that'd put us at 5-5. And it's just a whole lot better mentality instead of being the 5 seed at 4-6 or 3-7. And at that point, you almost think you're just making the trip just to be making it. But at 5-5, you think, okay, we won two in a row. We We got some momentum, and let's just go see what happens. And you know, a whole different outlook on the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jim, real quickly, just to finish up on last week's game, who's going to be your Dom Tar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week?
Well, at the game, after that post-game show, Daryl and I narrowed it down to about 17 guys. And but we decided to give it to Gunnar Altenbaumer defensively. He's the middle linebacker, and he was consistently in the backfield. And they just never could get anything going. And, you know, going the game, I thought we could score on them, but I thought that they would, you know, I thought we'd have to score 40 to win. But, boy, defensively, boy, we just shut them down.
You have any final numbers on Riley Williamson?
I know he had four touchdowns. He's right at 195 yards passing, another 50 yards rushing.
Wow.
And like I said, four touchdowns. And he didn't play the fourth quarter.
Right.
And but he was just so – I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I think he only threw like two incompletions the whole game. I mean, he was.
And he started 8 for 9?
Yeah, started 8 for 9.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good day.
Yeah, pretty good day. And then offensively, the line, Coach McCaslin talked about this yesterday in the interviews. The offensive line, Colton Rowe, MJ Hurd, Luke Gill, Radarius Norman, and Frederick Hunter, and then also Carter Thrash, who substituting as well, played by far their best game up front. And so he was really excited to see that happen as well.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys got back on track here before the playoffs. You have a chance to go in with a winning streak. And, you know, once you're in the playoffs, who knows, maybe wreck a little havoc out there.
You know, last year, fellas, we went into the playoffs 4-5 and ended up winning two games. And, yeah, so you just never know.
Yeah, it's like, the mid-level SEC team going to the Big 12 champion and kicking their butt. I mean, that's what the 4A South or 4A7 is the SEC of Arkansas High School football.
Yeah, it's I'm glad we're not playing Malvern and Arkadelphia anymore. Those guys are, but they play each other Friday, so that'll be interesting to see.
They've not moved that to Thursday?
Oh, is it Thursday?
Well, okay. I'm not sure. If it's Friday, they'll have a bunch of people there with all the game moves to Thursday.
Yeah, that'd be a whale of a game. I think Arkadelphia's probably a little bit better, 1-22. But Malvern's quarterback, he's pretty special. So he's a big play waiting to happen. But I think if I had to choose one, I'd probably say Arkadelphia because they just got so much depth.
Right.
So what about Fountain Lake? I know Coach Richardson coming back to visit you for the first time. I know that's probably some extra incentive for the kids to make his visit an unhappy one.
Yeah, I think the kids are excited to play Coach Rich. You know, he gave a lot to the program, and you know, we miss him, but we're glad he's in a good spot. And so, yeah, it'll be fun. Offensively, from what I can tell, that they're pretty solid offensively. Defensively, they've struggled this year. So it'll be interesting. But they lost to Harmony Grove, so really they don't really have anything to play for other than just pride. And so sometimes, like you said earlier, that'll either go one way or the other. You know, they could come out fired up, ready to go and play the game of their life, or they could say, hey, I'm done, and you know, basketball is around the corner. So I think we'll know pretty early. That's why it's important to get ahead of those guys and get ahead of them early.
Keep your foot on the gas for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that Coach Richardson's going to try to get them as fired up as he can coming back.
After
being in Ashdown as a coach last year, he'll probably want to get their best performance if he can. Just one thing to mention about this is going to be our DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week. Ashdown hosting Fountain Lake, the homecoming of Coach Richardson, and looking, forward to Ashdown, with a win, moving into the fourth seed there for the playoffs and going forward there. Just a big game, and that's going to be our DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
All right. That sounds great, guys. Yeah. Sounds great.
Anything else you want to tell us? Tony, do you have anything else?
No, I think that we covered it pretty well. I just, like I said, I wasn't surprised, and we said this off the air. I'll say it again. I wasn't surprised you guys won. I was surprised it was 51-14. is what I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody would have predicted that. And really, I mean, they didn't score. They didn't score the second touchdown until in the fourth quarter, when everybody. I mean, so it was. I mean, gosh, it was 40-something to 7, and like, golly, and guys, they're pretty good now. They're no Malvern or Arkadelphia or Nashville, but you know, they had some guys out there that could play. And like I say, I think that we just hit them early, and they just couldn't overcome. And I mean, like on that onside kick, that was huge on that first onside kick. And I don't know how we got it, to be honest. It bounced and twerved and moved and. And so it's kind of one of those nights.
Yep. That's why the ball's not round. It goes all over the place.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, man, we appreciate you so much, Jim, and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us this week. And we look forward to hearing about Panther victory over the Fountain Lake Cobras next week and who you're going to play in the playoffs. We'll be talking to you then.
Hey, appreciate the coverage, guys, and hope you have a wonderful week.
Go Panthers.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're with Coach Paul David Willis of the Horatio Lions. Coach went over to Harmony Grove. They are a pretty good football team.
Yes, they are. They're a good football team. They're a well-coached football team, and they're athletic as all get out. So, you know, it was a tough task.
Yeah, and you know, I think as you get towards the end of the year, I'm asking you a question. As you get towards the end of the year and you know, as your season doesn't go the way you want it to go, or as you're looking up forward to the playoffs, it kind of enhances or diminishes your feelings for games and the way you approach games. Does it feel that way to you with kids, or am I just totally out of line?
No, I think it does. I mean, I think you take a group of kids, you know, particularly if you take a group of kids that's been in a program that's not been real successful, and you get down toward the end and things have not really gone as well as what you had hoped, it's hard to really to get them motivated to play. And, you know, I kind of sensed that last week with our kids. We had three kids that were normally starters, and they didn't make the trip because, you know, they were sick or injured or, you know, one thing or another. And so, you know, you're putting kids in there that really hadn't played a whole lot the whole year, and now they're end up starting, and they know it's a tough situation. And, you know, it makes it tough to get them ready to play.
Yeah. Yep. Do you have a Horatio State Bank line player of the week for last week?
This week, we would have to give it to Julian Melendez. Julian's a sophomore for us that has played tailback pretty much most of the year. And, you know, he's gone through some growing pains, and he's started to come on here in the last couple of weeks and, you know, done the things that we kind of visualized him doing. And he's getting better. And I think it's going to be a good thing for the future. I think it was time that we kind of rewarded his effort. So it's going to be Julian Melendez.
Okay, so that's Julian Melendez, the Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week, and we appreciate you doing that. And I'm just one more mention, and I've said this before. I really believe the future looks bright for the Horatio Lions. I think you've got a lot of young players down there that are playing significant roles, and as they mature and become juniors instead of sophomores and seniors instead of juniors, it's looking up. So I think that's something to look forward to. And this week, another tough week as you get undefeated Bismarck coming down to Horatio.
There you go. You know, you're right. They just beat Prescott. That's all they've done. So
yeah.
They're going to be the number one seed in our conference. And another rather daunting task, but you know, we don't have, like I told the kids yesterday, we don't have any other choice. And the, like you said, I think the future looks good. And you know, I told the kids earlier, somewhere down the road we're going to beat somebody we're not supposed to beat, and I don't know if that's going to happen this year. And the way it looks, it's going to be tough for it to happen this year. But it's going to happen next year. And we got the base of a good future. We started anywhere from eight or nine sophomores pretty much every game. So, you know, all those kids are back. You know, the kids know the system. We're not going to have to spend June and July trying to teach them how to line up. But, you know, they're going to know how to do it. So, you know, unless the good Lord's got something willing or something different he wants me to do, I plan on being back next year and being a part of it. And I'm excited about the future. And I talked to the kids about Thursday night, which we'll play Thursday night. It's our senior night. It's a tough task, but I kind of challenge them to kind of set the tempo for next year as far as how we play the game. And that's one of the disappointments the last couple of weeks is, you know, we faced some adversity and we folded up the tent. And that's something that a good program doesn't do. And I've kind of challenged the kids to step up and play regardless of the score. And I'm kind of hoping we do that.
Playing Bismarck is going to be a good indicator of that. If they come out, no matter what the final score is, and play hard against the Lions, you know, Lions are a good football team. They're 9-0. Hooten's picked them second in the conference. Obviously, they got Prescott, so they're going to finish number one, you know, unless you guys would upset them, which would be awesome.
Well, that should be number one. I mean,
Right, because they beat Prescott. That's right. It won't matter.
No matter what happens, they're still going to be the first seed. So, maybe they'll rest some of their players and we sneak up on them.
And I've not read a lot about them, but it seems like their passing game is pretty good.
Well, they do. They throw the ball. They run a spread, and they want to throw the ball, and that's what they've worked on. That's what they've gotten good at. Their staff has done a great job, you know, getting them ready. They're well coached. They're a good team. This is kind of crazy to say this. Speed-wise and size-wise, they're not probably the best athletes that we play, but they play harder than anybody we probably played, and then they're extremely well coached. And to me, that's a compliment to them and their staff because, those are the things that you can't really, you can't be born to do that. You just got to suck it up and do it. And they've done a great job.
Yep, they sure have.
Well, and I just want to mention one more time. I think the Lions with a young team, you got to learn some things. You got to learn how to win. They play really hard, and from what I've seen, I would count on that happening again this Friday night as you finish up the season.
Well, I hope so. That's our goal. So maybe we can get it done.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you taking your time again this week to talk to us, and we'll talk to you next week, and you can tell us what happened on senior night against Bismarck.
Okay, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take a second to talk about UA Cossetot. That's cccua.edu, a fantastic website where you can get all the information and pre-sign-up processes done at that very website. So if you're looking at going to UA Cossetot, so much information on uacossetot.edu. You can learn about all their programs of study. It's an excellent website that they've clearly put a lot of effort into, and literally everything you need to know about them can be found on there.
Yeah, you can do anything on there. All their courses of study, all their scholarships, mm-hmm. all their admission processes. Mm-hmm. Everything can be done online. You don't even have to make a phone call.
It's awesome. And one thing we haven't talked about for a little bit is actually the facility rentals. UA Cossetot mm-hmm. has selected facilities on each campus available for staff and students and community groups with the process to promote educational processes. Reservation requests and inquiries can be made by contacting the facility reservations office at 870-584-1462 or give them an email at reservations@cccua.edu. I know. I think you've been in some of those facility rentals, given speeches on like economic development stuff mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah. I believe they get utilized for like Hispanic language nursing the things and like literally anything you can imagine that's educational. They have a facility to rent you.
Yeah, well, I've been through there for all kinds of things, different functions for community, educational things, also for economic development, and so it's used for many different things other than just teaching classes.
That's right.
Although that is the main purpose.
Sure.
That they're there.
UA Cossetot, an absolute pillar of the community here in Southwest Arkansas. They have a campus here in DeQueen. They have a campus in Locksburg, and they have a campus in Nashville as well. That's just Southwest Arkansas.
And one in Ashdown.
Yeah. Is that new or no? That's been there for a long time.
It's been there. Yeah.
I'm new here. That's
you're
what
new.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only pass it every time you go down there.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't take me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. They take anybody. Not me, but they would take most anybody.
They take almost anybody.
Almost anybody. Yeah. And almost anybody has access to their amazing scholarships and grants for study. But they also have another website, Greg, that is just as educational and high class as cccua.edu, and that's uacossetotcolts.com.
Yeah, and that's their athletic website, and you can go and see all the different athletic programs they have, from soccer, men's and women's, basketball, men's and women's, and shooting sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, which shooting sports are going on right now. Soccer's finishing up. Basketball just getting started.
Nice.
And if you look at this week, actually on the 7th, they're going to be in Locksburg playing Champion Christian College, and that's going to start at 7 p.m. So, so if you'd like to go see them, and I'm going to tell you, if you've seen these players, this isn't a pickup game of basketball.
Yeah.
They're high quality kids getting recruited by Division I schools.
Mm-hmm. This is a Division II National Junior College Athletic Association member. Are the Colts playing this week away or at home at the historic 1950s UA Cossetot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg?
Well, the 7th is Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're playing at home Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
good. Got a game last night.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't talk about that.
Yeah, that's over with.
Yeah, that's over with. But they got one on November 7th.
Yeah, and you've said yourself these are great games to go to. High level,
yeah.
Amazing gymnasium they got.
Yeah.
And you can come out and support the Colts.
Yeah, you really can, and it's a great thing to do. If you like basketball, you're going to see a great game of basketball.
I love it. And you can donate directly to the UA Cossetot Colts if you like. The Cossetot Foundation on the website can allow you. You can donate generally, or you can actually specify where your donated funds go to. So support the Colts in many different ways. Just go to uacossetotcolts.com or cccua.edu.
We're here with Coach Ed Baker, the former Gators, and Coach went to Gurdon, and the Go Devils prevailed 45-14, if my score is correct.
Yes, sir. It is.
Yeah, well, sometimes we don't get the correct scores. You know, we down there in Southwest Arkansas, it's just, we don't get coverage like everybody else, which is one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing today. Just tell us a little bit about the game, how it went, and how you're faring.
Well, we got a kid or two back last week and moved up three freshmen, and so that gave us 15 kids. We had a little more bodies to go. Gurdon's really solid, really well coached. Got some good athletes and some size up front. Started off the game not too well. We did get a stop, defensive stop to start, but then they punted us deep. We wound up turning the ball over, trying to punt out of the end zone. Actually, Kalen Easter really made a smart play. Our punter, he lost the ball, but then recovered it and held on to it for a safety. Otherwise, they would have had a touchdown. So then we went to do the kick at the 20 after a safety, and we kicked it backwards. So they had a really short field to score. I think we answered with a nice drive, and they put up a couple of quick scores. And so it was 24-8 at the half, or 24-6 at the half. We hadn't really played that bad. They played solid. We hurt ourselves with some penalties. And like I said, they're pretty good. Came out second half, had a nice drive to start the second half, and then they stopped us. Then they commenced to score in like one or two plays. We didn't cover a kick. They scored in one play. And so they got it up to, I think, 45-6 there, and then we put together a nice drive at the end of the third, starting the fourth, and and answered with a score. Kids paddle hard like they have. They've been fighting hard all year. So can't ask any more of their effort. Had some kids playing with some dings and bumps and bruises, and everybody's going to have that this time of year. But I was real proud of our kids' effort again. Just, you know, keep plugging away. We got one more shot this year for these seniors that have been a really good senior class for us. And so we're looking for that Thursday night.
Yeah, just to finish up with the Gurdon game, who's going to be your Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week this week?
Landon Shirtless. He plays defensive line for us and tight end split in for us on offense. Played a little bit of fullback the other night. He's a kid that's he's tremendously improved his attitude all year. And he's going to be he's a junior, so he's one of those kids we think we can build around next year. We got a pretty solid junior class coming back, and then some good young sophomores and some freshmen moving up. So we're looking forward to build on that.
Okay, and got Lafayette County coming in to the Swamp this week. What you think about them?
Man, they look good. Coach Ivory's, he's got a good crew there, and they've got them. They've played everybody tough, I think, with the exception of Murfreesboro. They've been in every game, like one-score games, and they've won some of them, lost some of them, but they're in there competing with the better teams. And it's going to be tough. On film, they look really good. They're big up front. They're athletic up front. They're athletic all over the field. So it'll definitely be a challenge for our guys.
I don't know if you've seen the DeQueen film with Lafayette County, but Leopard's fortunate to come out of that ball game with a win, as we dominated the first half. They dominated the second half, and you get the feeling if there had been five more minutes left, we might have come out on the wrong end of that.
That's what one of the coaches up there told me. He said, man, we played well the first half, and then they came out and on fire in the second half, and we held on. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. I was just saying they're dangerous. So,
yeah, they really are. They got a good football team, and it'll be a good test for the Gators at home. Finishing up the year, Coach, just maybe give me a couple of thoughts about how your team's finishing up. I think I know from what you said, but sounds to me like that. They're not quitting. They're still in there hustling, trying to do the best they can do and giving it all they got every week.
You just kind of summed it up. We've had really good senior leadership all year from three guys that have not won a game, but man, they've been so good. DJ Anderson, Kenneth Hanna, and Wyatt Duran, great group of seniors. Couldn't ask for a better group. And then the young guys are, like I said, like you mentioned, They've been competing really hard these last few weeks with low numbers, and just been really proud of their effort.
Well, that's great, and we just look forward to hearing the results of the Cougars and the Gators.
Yes, sir.
All right. May we take a second to talk about our title sponsor and our oldest sponsor here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air? That is Dr. Randy Walker and the entire Walker Enterprise. That's why we love them. We have so much to talk about each time we do an ad for these fine folks, and we appreciate them so much for being our title sponsor from the very beginning. Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic opens 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid and have a wide range of services that you've come to expect. 870-584-3000, and if it's after hours, hit option 6 and you will talk to Brad Patterson, their after hours triage specialist, 7 days a week. You also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm very thankful of that personally. And a clinic coming to Foreman soon, so I can't wait to get more information on that. Of course, here in DeQueen, the new X-ray machine has arrived. Less radiation to produce a clearer, more detailed picture. Make sure, again, to pay attention to that. And Leopard Care Clinic, of course, on campus, full service medical clinic, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., bringing essential services to kids and staff alike when and where they need them most, which is on campus. What do you got over there, Greg? That looks fun.
Well, you know, I am lucky today that I have Simple Simon's Pizza, dine-in, carry-out, delivery. You can call them at 870-642-4103 and What do they have?
Oh, what do they got?
They got pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they also have more than pizza. They have salads.
Mm.
They have sandwiches.
Whoopsh.
They have strombolis.
Whoopsh.
They have calzone.
Whoopsh.
They have the Beast Feast.
Whoopsh.
You know, and they cater.
Whoopsh.
You know, they deliver.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Wings, too. Their wings are great and fat.
Yeah.
You know, their wings are hefty.
Have you
hefty.
Actually had their yeah, wings now? You got them, didn't you?
Oh, they're I haven't been able to have them at the buffet, oh, okay. But I did get them at...
You got them, just not on the buffet.
And I ordered the large size, and let me tell you, I was ready to eat the whole thing. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So the medium size will also do you if you're just one person. But it's probably perfect for two big boys like me and Greg.
Yeah. And you know the thing about it is, if you're on some kind of diet, you can get a gluten-friendly pizza.
That is some kind of diet.
Ezekiel pizza, and you can get a cauliflower pizza.
That's
you ever
right.
had a cauliflower pizza?
I haven't.
You know, that's the crust made out of cauliflower, right?
Yeah.
It's really
to be
good.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I've actually had one. Then you look at all the sandwiches they got. My favorite sandwich is the JW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just like JW.
The Precious.
Yeah, yeah, I like the Precious sandwich. But
Speaking of JW.
That's right. I've got JW's dumpster service. 870-784-2700. You call, we haul. Trash pickup, dumpster rentals, whatever you need to get your trash where it needs to be. You call call Jackson, 870-784-2700. And also got Ayers Cleaners.
Nice.
They're down at 621 West Gilson Avenue in DeQueen. And every week we talk about the wash, dry, fold, a pound. It is amazing.
That's amazing.
It's one of the most amazing things we talk about
it's
on the podcast.
It's completely changed my life.
But they also talk, you know, they also do blankets, comforters, curtains, doilies, pillows, placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths, balances. If you can be cleaned, they'll clean it.
That's awesome.
And they're open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12, so that's a plus as well.
For your convenience.
Would you think it'd be easier to just talk about the stuff they don't do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm liking the idea. You got, like, grandma's quilt that's been in the family, you know, they can take care of that and anything you can imagine. The last thing I do want to mention here is the Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. Donate your deer. Help those in need. This is sponsored by Prime Country Meats and Dr. Randy Walker, helping feed hungry Arkansans. Let me tell you, one club's going to win $1,000. All donated deer will remain locally in the food pantries here in DeQueen, Horatio, Dirks, and at CCC UA. Who? Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. When? At the beginning of October 1st all the way to December 31st. What? Hunters donate their deer to be processed at Prime Country Meats. How? Hunters receive a ticket for each deer donated. Where? Prime Country Meats, located at 5526 Clear Creek Road in Horatio. So I'm guessing a drawing, and one of those clubs is going to win $1,000. I have had some of the stuff that they make with these, like some of the deer jerky sticks, and we have the guy come in, really great guy. I always forget his name, but he comes in and he brings that stuff. It's delicious, and it helps feed those in need. So we appreciate that, and Dr. Randy Walker for sponsoring it as well. That's it, man. That's our title sponsor. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Just one thing. How about the Dirks Clinic?
Yeah, the Dirks Clinic, man. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. All of the services that you've come to expect over there, and they're growing out at Dirks. And speaking of Dirks, let's talk to the outlaw aficionado, King Tut.
Great week for the Outlaws, Jeff.
It was a good week. They traveled to Mineral Springs to take on the Mineral Springs Hornets in a big conference matchup. And I think most people probably had the Outlaws as underdogs. And they came out of there with an 18-8 win in the Howard County Cup.
All right. What's the cup look like?
It looks a lot like the Stanley Cup.
No, it's that big, huh?
Yeah. Well,
so they carry it around
maybe
everywhere?
Maybe not that big. Maybe it's a miniature version of the Stanley Cup.
Do they throw it around like Brady did with a trophy?
I didn't see anybody throwing it around.
Okay. I didn't know. Well, that's pretty cool, though, to get a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got the Howard County Cup.
Yeah, also known at one time as the Archie Cawthorn Cup.
Okay.
I think they're undecided. One year they'll call it one thing, and one year something. It may depend on who wins it. Archie being a Derrick's resident native.
I got you. Well, tell us what happened.
Well, the Outlaws... Not a lot of scoring in this one. You know, it was a defensive game, and Outlaws took the opening kickoff. In just under 5 minutes, they drove it down the field, and Peyton Beckman rushed in from a quarterback sneak. Actually, the old Philly tush push, if you would. I mean, he got a lot of help from his running backs to open things up, and tried to kick the extra point and missed it, but they led 6-0. And defenses were playing good. And in the second quarter, Jordan Hill had a big run for 40 yards, missed extra point again, but that made it 12-0. And then late in the second quarter, the Hornets had a defensive goal line stand. They stopped Jordan inside the 1 yard line, or the Outlaws would have went up, you know, 3 scores right there. And then just before the half, the Hornets were driving down the field and the Outlaws held them. So it was 12-0 at the half. And Mineral Springs came out and scored on a – they put together a good drive, scored, got the two-point conversion, made it 12-8. So you got a ball game going at this point. And the Outlaws managed to get another one in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, I guess. They scored. Jordan Hill, another rushing touchdown. And that was, they held on after that, and 18-8 was the final score. But it was a heck of a ball game to watch.
Sounded like a good game. And I know it's unusual, but it sounds like Jordan Hill had a really good game.
Yeah, I know most people would be surprised to hear that. Jordan, his numbers, 26 carries, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns. You know, Kersey had 20 carries for 77 yards, so we put together a pretty good rushing attack. And, you know, Peyton Beckman, he was 3 of 6 for 84 yards, and he, you know, some big third downs converted in the passing game. On the defensive side of the ball, you always hear the numbers. I'll start with Jordan Hill. He had 7 tackles. Grayson Kersey, 7 tackles. Dugan, 9 tackles. Jaron Hill, 7 tackles. It's the names that you hear week in and week out. But I'm going to go with our player of the week, Todd Moore, Shelter Insurance player of the week, is going to be, I'm looking for his numbers here, Justin Humphreys. He had 3 tackles on the defensive side, but when the Hornets were driving down to really get back in the game, he had a crucial interception. You know, and that pretty much ended the game. And then the Outlaws got the ball there. The Hornets did stop them. Humphreys is our punter, and he took a big hit, got a rough in the punter. I mean, game over at that point because we just grind the clock down after that. But Justin Humphreys is going to be the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Player of the Week for the Outlaws.
Pretty good crowd at that game.
Pretty good crowd.
Yeah,
pretty
I imagine there was.
So
I'll tell you who wasn't there, the Arkansas Sports Network.
You are correct.
You know, I did see Jordan Hill's getting a little bit of statewide recognition, though.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit, you know. So they do know some things. They just don't know everything, right?
They know he's having a good game. They just don't know if we win or not.
Yeah, that's right. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It, well, this week you're going to host the Gurdon Go Devils for the probably the final game at Outlaw Stadium.
Yes. I mean, regardless, there's lots of scenarios that could play out. We could miss the playoffs. We could be the 4, or we could be the 3 seed. Either way, you'll be on the road. You know, if we make the playoffs, probably go to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean,
Missouri.
If it's EPC, you get both. You go to West Memphis and head north.
Yeah, so, that's right.
But, yes, it's going to be a big game, you know, to decide the final playoff spots. Murfreesboro has the 1 locked up, Junction City the 2. So everybody's fighting for the 3 and 4 right now. And, I mean, that's going to consist of Derrick's, Mineral Springs, and Gurdon. So Gurdon's probably one of those teams that could be overlooked. I mean, they're 4-5 on the season, 3-3 in conference. So conference record, you know, they're still in the thick of things if they can take care of business.
That's a dangerous game for the Outlaws. Just what I know about Gurdon, and you're right. They played a really good non-conference schedule. It kind of looks bad on their overall record, but they're a good football team.
Senior night in the holler.
Yeah.
On a Thursday. Everybody remember it'll be a Thursday night game.
I'm sure there'll be a great crowd there.
Probably so. probably so. I think we usually get a lot of Nashville. You know, they play a Friday night, and a lot of their kids, you know, everybody knows everybody, and they'll come over on Thursday nights. And
yeah, a lot of games on Thursday nights. Any thoughts on that? Tony, you got any thoughts on that? I mean, I think they started it because if they could move those games, they could go scout.
Yeah, I know that's what Coach Bennett used to.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of the first I knew of doing it, and he'd say, hey, we kind of know who we can go. And, you know, four coaches, they'd send two to one school to scout and a couple to another one. But it's hard to scout somebody on a Friday when everybody plays on Thursday now.
Yeah, it seems like the majority of the games are on Thursday now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they scout anymore anyway. I think it's all done through huddle, right?
Yeah, everything's...
Isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, I really think it has more to do with the hunting season. I want to go watch the Razorbacks Saturday, things like that. My personal opinion.
Yeah.
Talking about a scouting and watching the films on huddle, I can remember when the coaches used to drive and eat breakfast and exchange game tapes. I mean,
yep. Yeah, I remember that too. That's been a while though. But
yeah, it has been a while.
But a big game in the holler this Thursday night with the Gordon Gold Devils. A lot riding on that. I mean, you win, you're in. You lose, you don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I can try to explain
I know
what I think is happening to the best of my abilities. If the Outlaws win and Murfreesboro wins, the Outlaws will be the 3 seed.
Murfreesboro playing Mineral Springs.
Murfreesboro plays Mineral Springs. If the Outlaws lose and Murfreesboro loses, the Outlaws are out. You know, they missed the playoffs entirely.
So Gordon takes the 4 seed.
There. Gordon would take the 4. Mineral would be the 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which scenario have I left out?
So there's one. Here's one. How about if Murfreesboro loses and Murfreesboro wins and the Outlaws lose?
We'll be the 4, I believe, is how that will. Yeah.
Okay, because you'd be tied with Mineral Springs, but you'd be over them, and then Gordon would be the 3.
Yeah.
There'd probably be a 3-way tie there.
I'm confused.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't take much to confuse me.
Well, anyway, here's the deal. You win, you're in.
Yeah, I do have all this somewhere. And
that's okay.
A lot easier to read off.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it'd be easier or not, but it's still confusing, right?
Depends on who's reading it.
Yeah.
If I could just read.
Yeah.
Hold on, give me 1 second. If we lose and Murfreesboro loses to Mineral, we don't make the playoffs. If we lose and Murfreesboro wins, we'll be the 4. If we win, we'll be the 3. If Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Mineral, tremendous rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of
especially after last year.
Well,
and you know, the Mineral fans and coaches and players, I'm sure they're not really tickled with the fact that they have to go back to Murfreesboro and play this year. Because, you know, that's where the game was at last year. But when they realigned our conference, I think they drew – maybe out of a hat, I don't know, for who's playing where. So, you know, it's like we played it. So
just another 2 games.
We played at Mineral, yeah. You know, 2 years in a row. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, for that to be as big a game as it is, you want that home game.
Sure.
You know, so.
Sure. But, well, good luck to the Outlaws this week as they host the Gordon Go Devils, looking for a win there, and we'll see where you're going the next week, what road trip you're going to make.
It's going to be a long one no matter what.
Well, we got a little cleanup to do to finish out the show, Tony. Just real quickly, Costot River and Legacy Academy, both already starting basketball. Basketball is going to start next week for a lot of the other schools as they go into – some of them finish up football and then some of them just in the playoffs but still playing basketball too.
Right.
Our Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week, Tony.
That's going to go to Jordan Hill. No surprise to anyone, 26 carries, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Great effort by Jordan, and he's our Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week and our Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week.
Going to go to Ulysses Cotto of the Leopards. 10 tackles, 5 passes defended. That is a lot in a high school football game.
Yeah.
And Ulysses played a good game the other night.
And then finally, our Adarose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air player of the area for this week is
Riley Williamson. As close as we can figure, Riley was somewhere around 8 out of 10, 160 yards through the air, another 50 rushing, 4 touchdowns, and only played 3 quarters. Riley's been just a huge addition for the Panthers, and we recognize him as the Adarose Design Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air player of the area.
That's a good thing he wasn't trying to complete those passes against Cotto, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's true. That may be true. Well, that pretty much wraps up the football, or at least the high school football. Anything else y'all want to talk about before we...
Well, my Steelers didn't play, and they're the only team that didn't lose this week.
That's right. I wasn't going to talk about that. I wore my cowboy hat Sunday when it was raining. I thought it would disintegrate just like their team did. But unfortunately, it didn't.
They have the real possibility of spiraling out of control now that Dak's going to be out multiple weeks. And a lot of people questioning Jerry Jones. They've been doing it for years. They're just more vocal about questioning Jerry Jones now to the point where he has to answer, do you think I'm an idiot? Well, you fired Jimmy Johnson, so
What's going on with Zeke? He don't look like he's the answer right now because...
Well, he may be the answer as soon as I had you in the buffet line.
It depends on what the question is.
Well, I mean, he didn't even get to make the trip the other day, they said, because of...
Well, they said he was hurt, didn't they?
Well, I'd read that he'd missed several...
It was a disciplinary thing. Yeah, it was a team thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know they had discipline on the Cowboys.
How bad would it have had to have been?
Yeah, that's right. He just didn't show up all week. They don't know where he is, probably.
I'll tell you what, though. The Lions, you know, you got to put Kansas City 1 right now. But the Lions might be the second best team in the NFL. Them are the Ravens. By the time I think the Ravens are, they do something dumb and, you know, lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to.
But. I said on here a few weeks ago that I thought the Packers were the second best team in the NFC, and they were third in their conference at the time. You know, and I'm not real disappointed with that loss the other day at this point in the season. I don't think Love should have started the game. I think they should have probably went with their backup. But I don't know. I mean, that's 24-10. Lions beat the Packers, but that division's going to be good. I mean, they are good. Not going to be good. They are a good division.
And, Greg, you bad-mouthed Kirk Cousins the other day, and he come up and bit you last weekend.
Yeah, I know.
I told y'all on the
I still don't think that doesn't mean he's that good.
All he does is throw touchdown passes.
Hey, my response to that is that I wasn't bad-mouthing him. I was just saying I don't think he was worth what they paid for him.
Well, none of them are worth what they're paying.
Yeah.
So. You weren't bad-mouthing him. You were just mouthing him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's just like if you ask me if Dak Prescott's worth $60 million a year, well, no. If you ask me if Patrick Mahomes, he's getting $55 million a year, is he worth that? No. You know, none of them are worth what they're getting paid. It's totally crazy, but the thing about it is until fans quit going and paying $25 for a beer and $350 for a ticket that's in the nosebleed section, that's how they make that. Those guys are making money or they wouldn't be paying that much out.
Oh, just from a guy that likes beer and sports, I'd pay $350 for a ticket before I paid $25 for a beer.
Well, the thing about it is once you pay $350 for that ticket, you're going to pay $25 for the beer. That's the thing. Once they get you in there, you're stuck.
But, you know, the thing about Mahomes.
I bet you're good at sneaking food in.
Mahomes, Mahomes got banged up last night.
Just a random thought there I thought I'd add to that.
He got banged up last night, and he plays through it. You know, he done that last year in that game. You know, come back.
Yeah, he was one-footed in the Super Bowl just about.
So, yeah.
Bad ankle sprain.
Now, I don't know if he's worth that money, but you're going to pay somebody more that'll stick it out and play the game. I mean,
I think we talked about it with high school kids with the coaches earlier. I think the same thing happens with pro football players or college football players. Even if you're 3-6 at this point in time, or you're
9-0 makes a lot of difference on how you're going to play next week.
Yeah.
You know, or you know, take Dak Prescott. You know, if they were 9-0, he may be wrapping his thigh up and playing.
That's right.
Do we have time for me to change subjects and bring up something else?
Sure.
Speaking of disappointing teams, what about those New York Yankees?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did hear something interesting the other day that on New Year's Eve they're going to have Aaron Judge there to drop the ball.
Hey, listen, I am not a Yankees fan.
Me either, man.
I rooted for them over the Dodgers. I was actually probably for the Yankees. But they also said that was Judge's only error of the season, which is crazy, the timing of when that happened.
Well,
but you also have a pitcher that didn't cover first base on a routine play.
That inning was a total disaster for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean,
it was almost like they didn't want to be there. It was what was going to happen was a foregone conclusion.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
It's a baseball game.
That's why I don't know.
We wasn't just talking about Norton.
You know, this is probably.
Well, I didn't watch an inning of it, but I went back and watched that inning.
I watched that game.
That's the only. This is the first year that I didn't watch one inning of the World Series.
Well, I told somebody. I said the Dodgers and the Yankees, where everybody else wants that, I could care less.
Yeah,
I mean those. Two
I want
teams,
an underdog to root for. Yeah. I just.
I mean, but I mean, I've never rooted for the Yankees, but I wanted them to beat the Dodgers. I'm over that whole Dodgers thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, it goes back to the same old deal. You got people fighting for trying to compete with them when they're spending three times as much money.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Yankees have always done, and the Dodgers are doing it now. And you know, so they just, you know, if you're good enough, they're just going to take you off another team when your contract comes up.
Exactly, you know, the Padres, they've kind of got into that.
Yeah.
Frame too. I mean, it just
hadn't worked out as well for them.
No, not yet. Anyway.
Nope.
Yep. But I mean, you know, I think the thing, you know, it's just a hard thing to do, to try to, if you don't level the playing fields, if you can't say, okay, everybody can spend $100 million on salaries, I don't care if you spend it all on one person, or whatever the number is. But they do that in some sense, right, Tony? But then they let them go over and they charge them.
There's a luxury tax that is a joke.
Yeah.
I think the Pirates are at
the bottom of the salary stuff, not at the very bottom. The A's are probably at the very bottom. And they may make $2 or $3 million on the luxury tax. Now, you got to blame the Pirates a little bit for that. The Pirates, 1 year, the Pirates finished in the top 10 of revenue. And they had one of the lowest payrolls. I mean, their owner is cheap, but baseball's got to do something to fix. Maybe it doesn't have to do anything to fix this problem, but for me to continue to follow baseball after the Pirates are 10 games out or 12 games out, they're going to have to fix their financial situation.
Well, see, I can't be that way, or I'd quit watching when the Reds were out of contention after April.
The Reds and the Pirates finished with identical records this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
I've always told somebody.
Because I always know where the Reds and the Pirates are.
The Reds lead their division through April every year. Unfortunately, that's
just
like
long enough
weeks
for me to sign up for extra innings and plunk down that $150 so I can watch the Pirates lose 60% of the rest of the season.
I need to pick a new team, but I don't know how to.
Well, you can.
I can't pick a new team.
Take
I don't
Oakland.
Know how to go about
it's
it.
It's in my blood. I just, you can't do it.
Take Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah, because they're moving. They're going to move to Las Vegas in about 3 or 4 years. They're already building the stadium there.
Yeah, they're going to play in Sacramento till then.
Yeah. And
they officially took the name off Oakland yesterday? They took it off the logo, everything. Even their three-letter abbreviation isn't going to be O-A-K anymore. It's going to be A-T-H. So they're not going to be the Sacramento Athletics. They're not going to be the Las Vegas Athletics. They're just going to be
the Athletics.
If they had a cool hat, I might go for them.
They wear green. What else do you want?
I'm waiting on them to paint green and yellow.
Yeah.
The Packers. You know, I used to also like the Supersonics.
Yeah.
I do not like Mineral Springs. Sorry. Sorry about that.
It's also the Winfield Generals.
There's always an exception to the rule, right,
Jeff?
There's
got to be an exception.
Oh, well. you know, that's why I can't root for the Astros, right? One of the many reasons.
Because they wear orange.
Yeah.
Orange.
That's right. That's right. But can't do that. But anyway, I think the baseball deal is getting more and more messed up. What you want to talk about the basketball Razorbacks for a minute?
Sure.
Looked good against Kansas. It went down and played TCU and didn't score in the last 3 minutes and 28 seconds and lost by a point. A little disappointing for me.
I saw where Coach Cal had told somebody that he had told them they were about to lose and they weren't as good as they thought they were. So he said, you know, he was just going to coach them until SEC plays what he was looking forward to. So, I mean, as long as he's got it figured out and knows what he's doing, I guess we'll take that 1 point loss to TCU.
Well, it didn't count.
No, it didn't count.
The exhibition games, you count the wins, but you don't count the losses. That's how that works.
Yeah.
So we're 1-0 still.
What about the Lady Razorbacks lost one last night to
Fairfield.
Fairfield, yeah.
And they got throttled. Fairfield didn't score in the last 3 minutes of that game, and I think they still won by 14.
Yeah.
Neighbors is in big trouble.
He's in trouble.
He's in big trouble.
Yep. Yep. And he tried to say that he knew that was going to happen. But when you can tell.
I'm sure that wasn't at Fairfield either, was it?
No.
Okay.
You can tell how big a trouble he's in by where they placed that game on the sports page in the Arkansas Democrat, right in the middle of the front page.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, they can win 20 games and they won't make the front page, hardly, maybe one column.
Right.
But the whole thing, and right in the middle of the front page.
Yeah.
He's done. He's done, and you know, probably time to look for somebody new. But that's
could have got Marshall's coach last year after they made their big run. Tennessee hired her, and they beat somebody like 120-something to 39 yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just
so they ran it up.
Oh, they ran it up. They ran it up.
Yeah, they ran it up.
and she says that's just us. That's the way we're going to play every game. So, and that way, yeah. I mean, that's the way it was at Marshall. I mean, they were shooting the ball every 12 seconds or something like that. They were putting up a shot, and that when they're going in, you're about unstoppable. When they're not going in, you're very stoppable. You know, especially if you're not rebounding, you're not very big.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost basketball time, like you said. Still got a little bit of football to go, especially here in Southwest Arkansas. And we'll look forward to that. And
I hope you get to call a playoff game, Jeff.
Yeah.
Or two, or eight, or how many?
Me too. If we call eight, we'll be calling somebody else.
You'll be calling the Packers playoff game.
Hey, they may call you since you know how to use your phone back and forth.
You don't know how to
Bluetooth, but you know how to do that.
There's this rumor going around that you and your buddy can pass the phone back and forth and call a game. That'd save us an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. We wouldn't have to get a mixer.
I've done that about 5 times over my 20 years of calling football games. It's never been fun.
No, it's not easy to do, is it? But, hey, you can do it if you have to. But
you do what you have to.
That's right.
I've had to do it once at a softball game. And it was basically because I had to stand pretty much in the rain at Arkadelphia, and I was afraid to get the mixer even out.
Yeah.
So
I've always, as a matter of fact, I got a trash bag in my carrying bag with everything right now just to put it in if I have to.
Right.
Or to put over me, one of the two. It's a big trash bag, Greg. I seen that look you were giving me.
It's one of those ones we use at the family center.
It's a Beast Feast trash bag.
I got you. I was thinking, what trash bag was that? Oh, man, I'm just kidding you.
Well, it's been nice doing this with y'all.
Hey, you got to stay now. We're getting some equipment, get you hooked up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're almost there, man. Just wait. If you're waiting on that or Bluetooth, I think we'll get ours first.
Getting equipment to get me hooked up. It's not a lobotomy machine, is it?
Well, I don't know for sure. Anyway, y'all got anything else before we shut this thing down? Nah. I think we've reached the point of diminishing returns here. So anything else to go?
Nope.
Well, hey, we appreciate, as always, all the coaches, the play-by-play guys, players, and everybody that helps us put this on. Tyler, we really appreciate you for all you do and it, making us sound like we're halfway normal individuals. And
we'll give him a 1-star review.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. But anyway, until next week, we'll talk to you then. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.